Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, at 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. But I got to be honest with you, after all the emotion and rigmarole this week, I'm just not feeling the song. I'm just being honest.
I'm nodding my head a little bit.
Right. I'm happy it's Friday. I'm nodding. But I just can't go off after this week, you know?
Yes.
What if I mix it up?
Doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy my Funky Buddha.
Oh, my goodness. I enjoy me. I got to go get some more. Fill my cart up Sunday night. I'm out.
There you go. So.
What if I mix it up?
Has been a. No.
When my wife goes into labor, am I allowed to bring a case of beer into the hospital?
I don't think so. You could bring some pudding.
But they're not letting us, like now with the COVID, they've told us, they're like, hey, if you know, because obviously we know the hospital law we're giving birth at, they gave us a list of stuff. They're like, bring snacks because you're not allowed to go in and out like you usually are. My wife, when she gave birth to our daughter, she's 7 years old now, but the day she gave birth, she told me to go get her stone crabs, and I went and got her a big-ass platter of stone crabs. You can't do that anymore, so I'm going to have to bring all my snacks, and my snacks include Funky Buddha Hop Gun.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to allow that, and yeah, you're not going to be able to bring in stone crab either. Like, you'll have to get the hospital-issued flank steak.
They better have a big-ass security guard, because I'm going to run.
They usually do. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Been a long, I think it's been a helpful week. I really do. And man, I don't have a list in front of me, but the guests we've had on this week have been so phenomenal and so open and raw. And they've worn their emotions on their sleeves. We're going to talk with Warren Moon this hour, by the way. He is a friend of the programs and a very good guy to talk to. But I'm trying to think back. Tuan Russell at the beginning of the week.
Calvin.
I mean, it was just Calvin Hughes from Local 10. Omar Kelly was so open and vulnerable when he was on with us. Jason Jenkins, who does so much work for the Miami Dolphins. He's a executive vice president with the Dolphins. But so good at what he does with community outreach. I mean, it's really been all week long. Mike Wallace, you know, Memphis Grizzlies reporter. I mean, everybody has been so open and honest. And it's one of the reasons that I feel like we did some good this week. And I've told you the last couple of days when we've come on the air, like the social media messages that we've received have been so overwhelmingly positive. So we appreciate it. And I imagine everybody's feeling like we're feeling right now on a Friday, right? You're just kind of gassed. You're kind of winded. You're kind of ready to be able to relax on the weekend. But it doesn't mean that change hasn't started to happen for the better, because I think this time feels different. It just does for me.
It is, and it was an emotionally exhausting week. And to be honest, I can't. I personally, you know me, I try to take emotion out of stuff. I try to be, you know, rational. Just, you know, there's a problem, solve it. But this week was one of the most emotionally draining weeks, because it's everywhere. And this weekend, too, you turn the TV on, it's still going to be out there. Yep. You're going to see there's protests going on. There's a number of protests in South Florida going on and all around. Pretty much, not even the nation, Hawk, the world. So it's going to continue to be out there. But yes, but it's emotionally draining, but it's enlightening for me. Like I said, I feel like this is different this time as well. I feel as if there's something more to come out of this after there's been protests since the damn 50s. But I feel as if this one's going to be different. I'm just I don't know if I'm overly optimistic or if I'm correct, but I do feel the same way you do.
Yeah, it does feel different. All right, so we want to get, so being that it was an exhausting week, Dan Day, our producer, has gone into the lab and created a montage that gives you a little snippet of what this week looked like. So let's get headlines first with Alejandro Solana, and then we'll get to the montage.
Guys, today was the first day coaches, NFL coaches, were allowed to enter their team facilities. According to Ian Rappaport, some coaches returned, others didn't, as the NFL and the NFL Players Association discussed their plan on how training camp and the end of the virtual offseason will go.
Okie doke.
In a video released last night, several NFL players asked the league to admit it was wrong to silence peaceful protest. The 71-second video featured Patrick Mahomes, Odell Beckham Jr., Deshaun Watson, several other recognizable NFL faces.
All right.
Yes. Awesome video.
And by the way, the president, Donald Trump, tweeted out less than an hour ago, "I am a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, but he should not have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. Old Glory is to be revered, cherished, and flown high. We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or a hand on heart. There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag. No kneeling," in all caps. So once again, Donald Trump not understanding that no one is protesting the flag and no one is protesting the troops. Once again, and we're not allowing it this time. We're not allowing it. You can't conflate what's going on. I don't care if you're the president or if you're a texter behind an anonymous number. You're not going to hijack what the kneeling is about. So he's flat out wrong on that tweet.
No comment. I'll cuss. No comment.
He's the great divider. And does nothing to try to unify people. And once again, he's going to try to fool people by saying they're protesting the flag. They're not. I don't know how many times you have to hear it. He is wrong on that tweet. And if you get fooled by it, shame on you.
There's some dummies out there that are going to fall right back in and line right up because the masses are asses. We know that.
Yep.
Finally, guys, NASA is monitoring an asteroid that is as large as the Empire State Building, and it's expected to pass by Earth tomorrow.
All right.
So they landed on there, and what is his name? Foxhound and them guys? They landed on there and blew it up?
Seen it.
Seen this movie. I don't need to hear about this one anymore.
We got to see if Jay Figg's ever seen Deep Impact or Armageddon. Because those are great movies.
You say Deep Impact's better. I like Armageddon.
I do. I love Deep Impact. I think that out of those two movies, that one is such a better movie. I love that movie. All right. You got weather, Solandria?
Yeah, this is the same movie, by the way. I mean, it's the exact same movie.
Correct. But one of them has to be better. And if they're the same movie, I would say Deep Impact is better than Armageddon. Just like Dances with Wolves and Avatar are the same movie. It's the same exact movie, but which one is better?
And I would say the characters, the Jake Sullys, the characters in the damn, what is it?
Armageddon,
the characters by far are better. With all the crazy people that they had to get, the little rock diggers, they're better all together. But then the Avatar, they're more, man, Kevin Costner and Jake Sully, come on, man.
I think Dances with Wolves is a better movie.
Than Avatar.
Yeah, and they're the same movie.
You know what? I argued with you until you explained it to me. You're 100% correct about that one.
Yep, they really are the same movie.
Which is the one that Bruce Willis stays behind at the end?
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to close my eyes.
This report was brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL, car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or slip and fall. Call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy, or mostly cloudy, I should say. Sunset will be around 8:10 p.m. if you're in Miami. Still just a 70% chance it won't rain in your area. 84% humidity, 0 inch of precipitation. That is your weather.
All right, here it is. Dan Day, our associate producer, he goes into the lab at the end of the week. He puts together some of the moments that happened on this show in case you didn't get to hear all 4 hours every day, which we understand if you can't. So here it is, the week that was, according to Dan Day, on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
Hockman highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Thursday. No, it's Friday. Why did I just make it Thursday?
You never know the day.
Highlight.
McMuffin? Nah. Chicken biscuit? Nah. Bees with some damn Jamaican seasoning. That's what I'm in the taste for. Damn Haynesworth. Haynesworth?
Devon Haynesworth.
So this damn Derek Haynesworth. Canned tuna's delicious. Y'all can go to hell.
So happy birthday, Devon Haynesburg. Stainsburg.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain or the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game.
Stainsburg.
That is Haynesburg.
Stainsburg.
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
Oh my God, he is a clever duck.
And our arms are open wide.
I wished I was the duck. I was ready to get some ducking going on.
Boneless?
Stainsburg.
Can't spell Hashem without hash.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to.
McMuffin? Nah.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to. Hockman and Crowder.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time.
I'm please.
Wow. God, it's so great. I can't get enough of that. That Haynesburg stuff is so great.
Haynesburg.
Haynesburg.
Hell with that.
It's so funny. All right. We have Warren Moon coming up in the next segment. So obviously we said it was an emotional week. Warren Moon has done several radio shows this week and talked about everything that's been going on. So he's going to join us and try to wrap up the week with us. So Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback and friend of the program, he's going to join us momentarily.
Guys, J&K Roofing is here for you like they've been for over 40 years. They've been running the South Florida roofing game for 40 years, and they're still awesome as they were day one. They're practicing social distancing now. They don't even have to come in your house in most cases, your business in most cases. They're practicing social distancing for you and their workers, and you got to check out some of these financing offers right now. You can get through J&K and Y Green. They are amazing, and J&K specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small. Just give J&K Roofing a call. Let them come out and assess the situation. If you need a new roof, if you need to repair your roof, whatever roofing issues you have, you see one spot on your ceiling, call J&K and let them come out and check it out. It happened to me last week. I called J&K out. They fixed the roof. Top quality work, top quality materials. That's what J&K is about. And those highly skilled workers, I just talked about them. They were at my house recently, on my roof recently, getting me set up. And they're experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones and the material. Shingle roofs, metal roofs, tile roofs, gravel roofs. I have some clay roof. They looked at it. They told me to take a picture. They brought the material right there with them. Top quality material. And J&K understands that quality, service, safety, and health in this time of crisis are the most important thing on their customer's mind. And that's all the owner talked about, is making the customers happy. And y'all see it's raining every day. Rainy and hurricane season are here. This is a perfect time to get that roof fixed before you have any issues. give J&K Roofing a call with, like I said, any roofing problems, any roofing questions. Call J&K at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K knows that we're all in this together.
All right, we're going to talk with the Hall of Famer, Warren Moon, next on Hockman and Crowder. Right before the fun was about to 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Man, Warren Moon was excellent. He is always excellent out of us. Always. The only time that he wasn't excellent was when he showed up at your house to recruit you from high school or recruit you out of college to sign with Lee Steinberg's agency, who he was with. And you told Warren Moon no.
Yeah, well, they ain't bring that sack. You got to bring that sack now, you know. The statute of limitations up. Baby, bring that sack, man.
You know, he doesn't sound staticky to you, Solana?
Yeah, now he does. I was about to tell you. He does sound staticky now.
Because I literally just told you off the air he sounds staticky. You said no, and I knew that he sounded staticky.
He didn't sound staticky off the air now on
air.
Well,
he obviously did, because didn't I say to you he sounds staticky?
Right, but maybe the static got to you before it got to me. I mean, come on, Hawk.
Woo, you are really awful at what you do. But you did get us Warren Moon. And you got us Solomon Wilcots 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so you are you're knocking it out. You're knocking it out of the park. That was an interesting week, to say the least. Do we have time, Solana, to play the Dande Week in Review montage once again?
Yeah, let me walk over to get it.
He says Dande walked his marathon when we saw Dande ran it. He just ran it slow.
Dande,
but he hadn't trained for a marathon to finish it in 6 hours is really impressive.
Dande, I caught you in a lie. It's okay. Like there's I'm not taking away anything from what you did. It's impressive. I wouldn't be able to finish 26 miles. I'd probably die halfway through. I'm very confident that when you say you ran the entire thing without stopping, other than to go to the bathroom once, you're lying. You walked half the marathon, which is fine. There's nothing to be ashamed of, but you're lying. I caught you in the lie.
Under attack from you and Jay Fig.
Really strange, huh? I mean, why would Dande lie about it? What is it? Is he trying to impress you, do you think?
No, he's not trying to impress anybody. I think Dande stayed true to the bit. He fooled the people in Louisiana.
It's not a bit.
He stayed true to the people in Louisiana, but the people here in Miami,
all
along
right,
with
I
myself.
I can't get bogged down in your nonsense. I want to listen to the montage Dande put together. He does it for us every Friday. Here's a little montage of everything you might have missed this week on the Hockman and Crowder program.
Hockman highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi!
Thursday. No, it's Friday. Why did I just make it Thursday?
You never know the day.
Highlight.
McMuffin? Nah. Chicken biscuit? Nah. Bees with some damn Jamaican seasoning. That's what I'm in the taste for. Damn Haynesburg. Haynesburg?
Devon Haynesburg.
So this damn Derek Haynesworth. Canned tuna's delicious. Y'all can go to hell.
So happy birthday, Devon Haynesburg. Stainsburg.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain or the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game.
Stainsburg.
Dennis Haynesburg.
Haynesburg.
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
Oh my God, he is a clever duck.
And our arms are open wide.
I wished I was the duck. I was ready to get some ducking going on.
Bonus? That's a flavor, though, huh?
Stainsburg.
Can't spell Hashem without hash.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to.
McMuffin? No.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to. Hockman and Crowder.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time.
I'm pleased.
Amazing. You know, hearing that OG clip in there, Solana, it might be fun to do an entire week of Into the Archives of just Aronde Gadsden moments.
Because
Yeah, because his reaction there to the boneless, that's an Into the Archives in itself. His story about Malik, that's his story about punt returning when he had the tryout with the Vikings. Like, he's got a week's worth of Into the Archives.
I am down with a week of OG now. Don't you tempt me with a good time.
Send me all the Aronde Gadsden interviews, Solana. Can you send them all to me?
Yeah.
All right. I want all the Aronde Gads. As we endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, I endeavor to listen to all the Aronde Gadsden interviews. Somebody told us earlier today, as we endeavor to take all the stations, we shouldn't just have a simulcast. We should take over 9:40 a.m., have a trimulcast. And so we're going to work on that next week.
What do I do exactly this weekend? I don't know.
I don't know. You're probably going to have a baby this weekend, so you're busy enough. Let me work on the trimulcast, and you work on.
I'll work on that. Afterbirth. Nastiest thing in the history of time.
The worst, man. Yeah, it's very possible that Crowder and his wife will have their third child this weekend. Because she's ready to roll, huh?
You know what? I need a vote. We're doing a vote with the family. I want y'all's opinion. It's my second son. My first son is named after me and my father, Randolph Channing Crowder III. And his name is Chaz Crowder. We're trying to solidify the middle name. My wife's grandparents, Lee. It has some lineage to it, but Lee. So Chaz Lee Crowder. I want to put Randolph in there because it's a family name and there's already three Randolphs. So I want to have Chaz Randolph Crowder. So we're deciding between Chaz Lee Crowder or Chaz Randolph Crowder.
Well, what would y'all's vote be? I think that it'd be unfair to have all the men in the family with Randolph somewhere in their name and then have one child who doesn't have it. Yeah, one male child who doesn't.
Yeah, we're done. I'm getting everything cut off. I'm gonna have one hole.
You're not even risking just the little snip. You're cutting the whole thing off.
You're my eunuch. I'm going to be a eunuch after this weekend. I'm cutting everything off. So, yeah,
I vote for Randolph. No disrespect to her family, but I vote for Randolph.
Solana, what you got?
I don't know. I like Randolph, but I think...
Got to join me on May, June 5th.
I think May, June has a nice ring to it, too.
That's actually not a bad suggestion. May, June, Chaz Crowder.
We'll put that on the list. I'll add it for y'all. Right,
put it on the list. Can you play your banger one more time before we get out of here, Solana? I yesterday said Hockman and Crower. I don't know why. I'm pretty good at saying Hockman and Crowder, but I said Hockman and Crower, and that got Solana to thinking maybe there's a banger in there somewhere. Jerry Brewer, he's next on Hockman and Crower. Next on Hockman and Crower. Hockman and Crower. 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 Boy, this show can go from so smart to so stupid in such a quick period of time.
It's a skill.
Everybody, be safe this weekend. Don't be a knucklehead. And don't allow people to be knuckleheads, you know, yes, that are in your life or around you. Just be safe and be a good person. Be safe and be a good person. I think that's a fair message to end the week on.
For you to have to say that, though, it means
something.
I know.
Be safe and be a good person. Thank you to everyone that joined us this week. It was a crazy week of shows, difficult week of shows, but yet heartwarming at the same time, the reaction from most everybody. So appreciate you listening, and thank you today. Warren Moon, obviously, always great. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, gave us some winners for UFC 250 tomorrow. You can get all that on the radio.com app and the Hockman and Crowder podcast. That'll do it for us. And everybody, like I said, stay safe this weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
I'm going to eat me some chocolate cashews.
You know, I like my Drake, but I also like my oldies, baby.
Oh, here it is. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.